You can slowly, mindfully come out of meditation. Try to maintain whatever inner peace, inner calmness, inner awareness that you have developed for as long as you can. Then determine from today onward, like I said, we have entered the second phase of the retreat today onward. After we take the Bodhisattva vow, you're supposed to maintain continuous awareness and mindfulness of everything you do. You must keep to that practice in order to see result or practice, or progress. Because continuous mindfulness is a prerequisite. If throughout the day you cannot be mindful, then you are not able to develop heedfulness throughout the day. So to progress, you really need stability of mindfulness until your daily mindfulness also very stable. Then your understanding, your wisdom, they will keep on arising. Without sati, you cannot see, you cannot understand. Okay? Okay, now we continue. Manyan.
1.4, leading to enlightenment. Sati will allow them to also understand how their mind stirred via their delusion to react to sense experience, to arise the craving, or their evil roots to condition their own suffering. This is how Pure Land chanting can also lead to enlightenment in the here and the now. Note, sati is awareness or mindfulness before the knowing, and samadhi is the collected and unwavering silent mind. 1.5. Cultivation of the five spiritual faculties facilitates meditation. Sada or faith will make your mind confident, composed, and very calm, hence no more restlessness and doubt. And when there is viriya, you will not be sleepy anymore, because this viriya or spiritual zeal will drive you to diligently cultivate. Then, when you have sati, you are not heedless anymore. You are mindful and always aware, and your mind is always with the moment in sati, and when you stabilize it, samadhi will arise. With samadhi established, the mind will be collected and unwavering. Hence, it can see things as they are to understand the truth and the reality, leading to the wisdom. Once these five spiritual faculties are in place, your mental hindrances will be gone. Then you will automatically know how to meditate. 1.6. Mind and chanting as one. That's why when they chant and chant until that Fo Hao or the Buddha's name and the awareness become one, i.e. mind and the chanting as one, like there is no one to chant. Just an awareness of the chanting, of the vibration, then their sati will stabilize. At that time, they will be very different because of the five spiritual faculties that are so stable and will transform them. Then, throughout the day, even when they are not chanting the Buddha's name, they will also have that type of heedful mind. It will like chant with awareness by itself. Sometimes they don't chant also, it will be there. 1.7. Awareness of the chanting. There was this very soothing and continuous chanting of Amitofo, Amitofo, Amitofo in his background. So as I listened to that chanting, which was repeated many times on the background, I was also able to follow and chant it so naturally and so mindfully. I can chant it until it becomes like very clear to me. Then one day, while I was driving, all of a sudden, this chanting just arose from inside my brain, and there was such clarity that I stopped my car somewhere and silenced my mind to listen to it. It was like the mind and the chanting was in complete harmony and synchrony as one. I remember initially I was chanting, then all of a sudden it was like no one is chanting then everything stopped. Then, somewhere underneath my brain, from behind the chanting, automatically come out. Then, somewhere underneath my brain, from behind, the chanting automatically come out. And the mindfulness on it was so stable and so clear, and it just stayed there, fully aware of everything. That's how I come to know this type of Pure Land chanting can also develop the five spiritual faculties of Sadha, Viriya, Sati and Samadhi, leading to the wisdom and how the mind can become one with it. And there was a realization that there was no one chanting and the nature within is just aware, fully aware. The chanting just repeats itself and there was just an awareness of it. So the real chanting is very different because there is no one to chant. It is just the mind that is aware of the phenomena, whether it is physical, mental, or nature's phenomena. In this case, it is a mental phenomenon. 1.8. Cultivation of the four foundations of mindfulness. All these are possible when you have properly developed all these spiritual faculties until they are very stable. Then, even in the midst of your daily life, your mind will be very different because of the stability of your sati and samadhi. You will be able to see your mental intentions, your aggregates of mind, like your feelings, perceptions, activities of mind, emotions, mind states, etc., including the consciousness. Then you will also see your mental and physical flows, and after that you will be able to use it to cultivate the four foundations of mindfulness, and your wisdom will keep on arising. The four foundations of mindfulness cultivation will bring forth the enlightenment because the cultivation of the four foundations of mindfulness will accumulate into the cultivation of the four noble truths. Then the fourth noble truth, which is the meditation as taught by the Buddha, is the noble eightfold path because it leads to the end of all suffering, which is the enlightenment in the here and the now. So finally, whatever meditation you do, if it does not lead you back to the four foundations of mindfulness, the four noble truths, and the noble eightfold path, then it is not the meditation as taught by the Buddha. 1.9. Cultivation of the noble eightfold path. Caution. If you think chanting alone is the meditation, then you can be deceived. Chanting is just a technique or a skillful means to initially train your mind to develop the five spiritual faculties of Sadha, Viriya, Sati, Samadhi, and Panya, needed to overcome the five mental hindrances. After that, only the real meditation begins. That is, after your five spiritual faculties had been cultivated and your daily mindfulness stabilized, then only the real meditation, which is the cultivation of the Noble Eightfold Path via daily mindfulness, can begin. And within the Noble Eightfold Path, we had the Samasati Path factor, which is the cultivation of the four foundations of mindfulness, which is also the focus of our Dharma discussion. 2.0. Understanding the essence of the Buddha's teaching. Hopefully this is clear, and that is also the reason why I had always advised you all that meditation is to be done with understanding. Otherwise, you are wasting your time and you cannot progress because you are not focused and you are actually doing it without the proper understanding. So be very clear about the whole teaching. Pariyati, or the learning of the doctrine or teaching, is the first phase of the Dharma cultivation. Only after having a very clear understanding of the Dharma, then only can one put the Dharma into practice in daily life effectively, leading to the second phase of the Dharma cultivation, which is Patipatti. Be patient with Pariyati, otherwise one becomes gullible when cultivating Patipatti. 2.1. Heedfulness is Sati plus Noble Eightfold Path cultivation. One must understand that the essence of Buddha teaching is the Four Noble Truths, and how from there all the other teachings come to be. How and why the Buddha highlighted the importance of heedfulness, Vayadhammapada verses 21, 22, and 23, and why one must understand what heedfulness is. Heedfulness is ever mindful plus constantly meditative to cultivate the Noble Eightfold Path or meditation as taught by the Buddha, as defined by the Buddha's Dhammapada verse 23. 2.2 Sati, first factor of enlightenment. That's the reason why the first factor of enlightenment is sati. Because without sati, there is no meditation, and without sati, there is no heedfulness, and according to Dhammapada verse 21, without heedfulness, you are heedless, and the heedless are as if dead spiritually. All these are very clear. So, to develop the meditation, one must initially train one's mind to be heedful. 2.3 Stabilize the mind, sati, to cultivate the four foundations of mindfulness. That is also the reason why the first category of training of the first foundation of mindfulness, kaya nupasana, is anapanasati, which is just to train the mind to be mindful or aware of the in and out breath, to do just that, then stabilize it and use it to cultivate mindfulness of the four postures, leading to the daily mindfulness to develop all the other subsequent four foundations of mindfulness training and cultivation. 3.0 Pitfall of thought-based meditation. When you understand all this, you will know how to proceed. Otherwise, you will deviate, because most living beings are gullible. They thought meditation is some form of fantasy or like something very mythical. Then, when they meditate and develop some form of special experience that other people don't experience, then they think this is very special. Then they will attach and cling, and they want to know, is it a sign that I had achieved or realized? That's how one debates, because they don't understand what their focus is. They don't inquire to find out what is meditation. When you don't have a clear understanding of what you do, you will end up keep debating. Then you may also end up having fantasies about meditation. That's how many cultivators or meditators got trapped. And the other danger is they cannot see thought. They cannot see the danger of thought. They cannot understand what sati is. And because sati is beyond thought, and if you continue to allow thought to come in and distract you, then it become thought-based meditation instead of mindfulness-based meditation. All of thought-based meditation will not bring you the meditative results that you are looking for, because what you want to realize is the Dhamma, which is akaliko. Akaliko means timeless. This Dhamma is beyond thought, beyond time. So if the instrument you use to meditate is thought, you cannot reach it, because you are limited by the instrument you use to develop the meditation. So with this, I think it should be very clear by now, and you shouldn't make the same mistake again. By now, you all should start to understand why I keep on emphasizing in the past that meditation had to be done with my understanding. You don't just blindly follow instructions, just like what the Buddha told the Kalama. You should not believe what the spiritual teacher teaches you, not even the Buddha himself. You have to investigate and find out. Then, when you understand, you will be very clear. Your mind will be very different, and you will know how to proceed with the cultivation. Otherwise, you become gullible, then again you deviate. 4.0 Sati, mindfulness or awareness. Question by Sister Chui. Brother Teo, I am afraid I had to ask this somewhat simple question. Sati in Pali means mindfulness or awareness, Sati in Pali means mindfulness or awareness, because I see the words being used interchangeably, and sometimes I just got confused. Can you please explain again? Thank you. Answer by Brother Teo. It is a very good question. You see, sati is a Pali word. It is translated as mindfulness, a very common accepted translation.
Commonly accepted.
A very commonly accepted translation. But nobody really inquire into this word mindfulness. If you split up the two words, then you will get the meaning, mindfulness, right? But you never inquire or ask, what does this mean? The mind is full of what? If you say full of thoughts, then that is definitely not sati. So it is full of what? Awareness, right?
So this one is very clear that you all accept the word, believe that this is a magic word, and sati, mindfulness. So everybody talk about mindfulness, but you never understand the word, because this is an English translation. Actually, it's not that accurate, but good enough. What they mean is mind in fullness, anasana. But in fullness means without thought. When you are fully aware, you cannot have thought, anasana. But if your mind is full of heedless thinking, is that mindfulness? Also mindfulness, but you never say full of what, anasana. So be careful, be clear. You are not clear, ask, like Tammy, ask, anasana. But don't ask all those irrelevant questions that is not related to the cultivation, anasana. Otherwise, it won't benefit you. Then it also take up other people's time, anasana. So make sure you look at it, listen attentively, and anything you're not sure, like Chui, she asks, which is very good. Then continue.
Sister Chui asks, I actually define it as mindfulness of that moment. Brother Teo said, it still doesn't explain anything, right? When you say mindfulness of that moment, what are you trying to tell me? Because within that moment, you can also think, i.e. mindful of thinking within that moment. Sister Chui said, no, you can't think when you are in the moment. How can you think? You are supposed to be. Brother Teo answered.
No, I cut her off. Then I told her, you can be in the moment and still think because you are not aware. Anasana. When you are in the moment in awareness, you are inside. Anasana. You understand? You remember my teacher Ajayantra say, inside okay, outside no problem. Inside not okay, outside big problem. So that is the meaning. Continue, Maya.
4.1, a mind full of awareness. But when you are in the moment without thought, then it is a different thing. Mind is full of awareness, and then you are without thought. That's why I said, you never inquire, full of what? When mind is full of awareness, it cannot have thought. It can only be aware. But that word is not used. Only in recent years, later teachers use that word. Then they try incorporating them now. That's why awareness has become a new word nowadays. The actual word should be pure awareness without thought. That is sati. 4.2, be with the moment without thought. But they went on to confuse it with another Pali word, and they said it carries the meaning of remembrance and recollection. They said sati has a lot to do with memory and recollection. So, what is sati? I don't want to know the history, because when I meditate, I can be with the moment without thought. Hence, I can understand. That's why I know what sati is. Sati is mindfulness, fully of awareness without thought. That's why I said
sati. Actually, it should be full of awareness, not fully. Full of awareness.
Okay.
OF, cut off. Fully aware, no awareness. Without thought. Okay, that one is correct.
Fully aware without thought. That's why I said Sati is awareness before the knowing, and you just aware. Why can't you just be aware? Because you think a lot. You are so heedless and you are seldom aware within the moment because of your habitual thinking tendencies born of heedlessness or habitual heedless thinking. You also have a lot of fear, anxiety, and the hindrances of mind like sensual desire, ill will, restlessness, and doubt. They keep on arising to haunt you, hence the reason why you cannot be aware. 5.0 Sati, pure awareness before the knowing. Awareness before the knowing means what? The knowing is your thoughts, perception, your aggregates of mind. Initially, it is just a pure awareness before even feeling or perception arises, before the labeling, the words and the views and opinions interfere. It is just like what the Buddha said, in the seeing, there is only the seeing consciousness. Do you understand? And there is no one to see, just the pure consciousness arising. The pure consciousness before you input
awareness, the pure awareness.
The pure awareness before you input the content of consciousness, or just the pure direct seeing, without the word, without the labeling, without your conscious mind focusing and perceiving through memory to recall, etc. 5.1 General spacious awareness. It is just a general spacious awareness, just aware without a center. The moment thought comes out, it means you had already focused and recall through memory, and that's not sati anymore. So when you want to understand what sati is, you need to have a very calm and silent mind. If your mind is not silent, the true nature cannot shine forth. The true mind cannot come out because your mind can only do one thing at a time. Either it is aware within or it is lost in thought, heedlessly lost in thought. The human being, because of their heedlessness and their delusion, they are constantly lost in thought and seldom or hardly aware. That is the reason why the Buddha said, the heedless are as if dead, spiritually dead. 5.2 Awareness and clear comprehension, Sati Sampajana. Question by Sister Chui. Then, is it okay for me to think of the four foundations of mindfulness as the four foundations of awareness? Is it appropriate? Answer by Brother Theo. Yes, you can say that. It's not harmful. But later part in the sutta, they add in the word sampajana, which is clear comprehension, and call it sati sampajana. So, you're not only mindful, you must also have clear comprehension of what you are mindful of. That's why the third category of cultivation under Kayanupasana is awareness and clear comprehension of what is going on, or sati sampajana. There is clarity. Then there is also the sentence, aware internally and externally. All this you will slowly understand when you cultivate. Before you cultivate, when you had not realized the enlightenment as yet, it is very difficult for you to use your mundane mind's rational thinking to try to understand. When you use thought, it is very difficult. That's why Miss Lee pointed out this Jai Krishna. That's why Miss Lee printed out this Jai Krishnamurti's quote on what is awareness, which I just sent out for sharing today. Maybe it is meant to be. 5.3 Awareness is the silent and choiceless observation of what is, by Jai Krishnamurti. The below Jai Krishnamurti's daily quote below was read by Sister Ingby at Brother Steele's request.
At that time, Ingby read it, which was very good. So now you read together. What is awareness? We let Manyuan lead, otherwise recording not clear.
Awareness is the silent and choiceless observation of what is.
So what is what is? Suchness, the reality, and so on. Because this is the reality. That's why what is what exactly is, anasa, not according to your perception or other people's view or opinion of what is. The isness of thing, anasa, no? There is suchness. That's why when you understand, then you will know that J. Krishnamurti, the definition of sati and the awareness is the same. Yeah. But here, J. Krishnamurti define it very elaborately, which is very good. Read again.
Awareness is the silent and choiceless observation of what is.
You realize the two words now. The first word is what? Awareness is the? Silent means silent mind without thought. Then choiceless means what? You don't make choice. Who make choice? Your thought, your memory, your views, your opinion, your conditioning, your belief system. See, the word may be different. But the teaching of the Dhamma is the same. Because that mundane mind, very, very kepoan, like to comment, like to make choice, like to, based on views, opinion, conditioning, just blah out, understand not? That's why this definition is very good. Awareness is the silent, means silent mind, in choiceless observation. Means the silent mind observe without thought, understand not? And don't make choice. When you have thought, thought divide. Thought make choice, understand? Create duality based on your views, opinion, conditioning, belief system, your whatever accumulated concept and ideology. That is why at that instant, you cannot allow it to come in and interfere if you want to be mindful, to see things as they are, understand? Otherwise, you are not seeing. The thought is telling you story based on his views, opinion, conditioning, and belief system. And that mundane mind, not enlightened yet, sure got wrong thought one, wrong view one, delusion one. So acting according to memory and not acting at all is precisely that meaning. And that one also definition by Krishnamurti. That's why he is very wise. Now read on.
Awareness is the silent and choiceless observation of what is. In this awareness, the problem unrolls itself, and thus it is fully and completely understood.
So you understand? Unroll itself means what? Let the phenomena, that movement, tell you the story, understand? Or? Don't go and kepo and look for the phenomena and the story, understand? Or? Go and look for anicchang. Look for three characteristics. Look for jhana. Look for vipassana. That is not the way to meditate. When you are in this silent choice of awareness, which is sati, of what is, of the reality, then that silent mind just observe. So in doing that, in this awareness, which is a sati, the problem, he used the word unroll itself. It's like a cinema show. But I prefer the other word, unfold itself, understand not? To let you see and understand. And thus it is fully, are you all reading? Fully and? Louder lah. Fully and completely understood, understand not? Can you do that? Otherwise you don't have sati, understand not? Before you even allow it to unroll, you already all the mundane mind coming in already. How can you observe and see? That's why you are not able. And really, if your sati is not stable, if your awareness is not stable, you cannot see. What you see is your mundane mind telling you one. That's all. The one that really see is your true mind, sati, mindfulness, pure awareness nature. That is the one that see. Then I will read on better. A problem is never solved on its own. being complex, it must be understood in its total process. That's why it cannot be fragmented. Understand not? To try to solve a problem on only one level, physical or psychological, lead to further conflict and confusion. Because psychological involves thought, understand not? Then physical also same. So to try to resolve a problem on only one level means physical means within life, understand not? And the instrument you use is thought. Or at the thought level, psychologically, like Sui go through the analysis, lead to further conflict and confusion because the thought incapable of wisdom, understanding. For the resolution of a problem, to solve your problem, what must you do? There must be this, again the word awareness come out. This passive alertness or choiceless. Passive means don't make choice. Don't allow the view, opinion, and the mundane thinking from memory to come and interfere. Then it reveals its total process. That is how you observe. That is how you live and meditate. Understand? The rest, you all go back and read yourself. Or maybe that part, what is silent and what is awareness, you read. That one is written by me.
5.3.1. What is silent? Can you all understand this daily code? What is silent? Not just don't talk. Silent here means no chattering. Completely no mental chattering and verbalization. No mental chattering, verbalization means no thought. That's what awareness is. But sometimes when you are silent, it doesn't mean you are aware, because you can be doing a disciplined attention. You silence your mind like no thought, but you have a thought inside there that disciplines you while saying, I must be mindful. Then you are no longer mindful or aware. That's why don't try to be mindful, because the trying is by the thought, but instead just maintain silence. 5.3.2. What is awareness? The moment you are silent, you are already aware. So why do you want to be aware or try to be aware? During one of the recorded Satipatthana Sutta workshop, I heard this funny question that they asked. Who is aware? And aware of what? If you inquire this way, then you will get caught because you thought awareness is a knowing. That's why you ask who is aware and aware of what. Very logical, isn't it? But because most people's sakayaditi or self-delusion is so strong, so how can they be aware? The thought always wants to be aware while verbalizing. That's why it is a focused attention. Focused attention means the thought wants to be aware. The thought is still active behind the awareness. So how can it be aware? Understand or not? The thought is trying to be silent, to be aware of what it wants to be aware. So the moment you want to be aware of that thing, you are no longer aware.
That sentence you can understand now. When you want to be aware of something, you already not aware. You understand? But the awareness never perceive, understand? If you don't perceive, how can you be aware of anything? No concept, no word, understand? Aware means that pure consciousness, without content, without word, without memory. That is the pure awareness. That's why I say pure awareness before the knowing. Before the arising of the perception, the aggregates of mind, before the mundane thinking, the views, opinion, conditioning, all come in through the content of consciousness and trigger of a thought. Understand? So don't try to be aware, but the trying is by the thought. The thought wants to develop mindfulness or aware. Then focus attention. Then it focus and think that there is something to be aware, that's not aware of the Buddha Rupang. The real awareness is from here, pure awareness, without word, without thought, that is aware. But when you already focus and perceive, means you shrink that spatial awareness, which is the pure awareness nature, into a limited area or space, then you introduce the content, that's why it becomes a thought. Understand or not? And that thought is limited. Understand or not? Can you understand? The moment you focus, that's why focus attention is, you create thought already. Understand or not? How do you know thing? Through perception. And to do that, you have to perceive it there. Isn't it? Like you want to perceive my table, my voice. You have to send your mind here. Isn't it? And this is focus attention. It's a thought. It's not awareness. Awareness is spacious. This fellow don't do anything, but all the things that move, or the movement of the mundane mind to perceive, that is a phenomenon. That's why the definition, anything perceivable by the mind is a phenomenon. So that one, don't go and look for thing one. Don't have an idea of who is aware. Aware of what? You are gullible until you are like the thought, understand or not? Who is aware? The thought is aware lah. Is there awareness? The thought cannot be aware, isn't it? Awareness is beyond thought, before the arising of thought. So, how can thought try to be mindful and aware? That's why I cannot understand. It's in a Satipatthana workshop, no? With a lot of yogi inside there, no? It's in the recording. If you are, what word should you use? If you are attentive, you listen carefully, without understanding, you cannot catch the thing about it. It appears very logical, no? The question. Aware of what? Who aware? Logical or not? Yeah? To you, awareness is something that you can understand and perceive through that type of statement. You don't know the real awareness, which is completely nothing to do with all this. If you ask that question, it means you don't know what sati is. And this is what is happening. That's why very difficult for people to penetrate the teaching, develop the understanding of the teaching. Okay? With that, I think we end. Otherwise, the rest all, I think, not easy. You have to go back and read. Unless your sati stabilize, you may not understand. Because this part of Krishnamurti code is very powerful. It's just that sentence only, you know. And I explain until page. Wow, so far. 235 still haven't finished. 37 also not finished. 237. So many pages, you know, you go and read. And Krishnamurti only one sentence. No? Understand? Out there. Yeah. And I have to explain with so much. Not easy. But you progress already, I suggest you read. You remember Brother Song. Where is he? Oh, there. You ask him. Before he connect, he should thank Yun Chan. Yun Chan bring him to Thailand. Acha Anand there. You remember not? You organize the trip and you bring him to Acha Anand's temple. What is the name of the temple? Wat Ma Chan, is it? You know what happened there? He, for the first time, after he hear my sharing, this appendix 3 come out. He bring this appendix 3, you know, the whole stack of it, you know, go to Wat Ma Chan. Then what happened was, there was a Pali chanting or what? Pali chanting. Kuan Yin Bodhisattva. You know. Oh, Sanskrit, Sanskrit, the Kuan Yin Bodhisattva. You know. And you know what happened? That vibration went in, you know, and he connected. After he connect, he read the appendix 3, ayo, different already. Now can understand everything. And he keep on reading. Then after that, he come back. He himself, full of joy, report in the Tuesday class. That's why everybody was full of joy. That time, remember, after he report. That's how he connect. You can understand this, I guarantee you, penetrate. Well, if you don't have the stability of awareness, the silent mind, you cannot understand. Well, this teaching comes from the cultivator who has actually located the true mind, the silent mind. And they can be there all the time, if not most of the time. And when they are there, this awareness is different. That's why when they are there, they can see all this, understand all this, and define for you. Then they can explain to you exactly how all these things happen. That's why I say you will come to know how you function as a human being. Then you will see clearly the six sense bases. Then the sense data, how it come in. Then how it trigger off consciousness. Then how the content going. Well, that is deep, that is mindful. When you are silent, without interference from the mind, he used the word choiceless. That is the sati, that is the true mind that observe without words, without idea, without concept. And when you observe that way, you see truth, you see the reality. That's why he starts to understand. If you have not seen that, if you have not stabilized that, you cannot. It's because his past came to him. Connect. You ask him, first 6 years he followed my teaching. He himself come and tell me, Brother Teo, cannot understand. Because everything he learned from the traditional Theravada tradition, got one tradition in Burma, he said, what they advise and teach is completely opposite of what I teach. He very confused. Then he keep on asking me, how come after 6 years I still cannot understand what you teach? I said, you have to focus on mindfulness, awareness. Then that time, he find it difficult to do the actual sati. But the past very strong, we call it the faith. Suddenly he went to Wat Machan. Yun Chan organized a lot now. Almost every year. He very good. Every time to bring the first one. That's why Parami a lot. He must know how to use it. Invoke it. Because later on, Song come out and teach or share of future life when he become very special. All the one that he benefit, like the direct selling, upline, all go up. Understand? Yeah. The Kuan Yin there very good. You are right. So, understand, when you understand this, you understand truth. You understand the Dhamma. You understand the teaching. So, make sure this all sink in, understand? It's not about you try to, before you even have the pure awareness stabilized, you try to understand the teaching, you ask a lot of questions, you are wasting time. You should ask how to develop that pure awareness, how to stabilize it. Like in the sharing, the question and answer, I every time say, you must know how to develop the understanding of what is meditation. It's not so much, teach me how to meditate, understand? That is a wrong question, no, Krishnamurti said. How can people teach you something that you don't understand? Means you gullible, you listen. It's like you have a problem in life. You don't even know what that problem is, though. Then you gullibly go to a person who teach meditation or not. He said, can you solve my problem? Can, meditate. You enlighten, your problem gone. Got meaning or not? He don't even want to find out what is your problem. At least you go to doctor. Doctor do what? Stethoscope. Look at you, diagnose you, then ask you, what is your problem? Understand or not? At least you must know what is your problem. You want to do meditation, you don't want to ask what is meditation. You understand not? And you expect to understand? Because you can't. That's all. Like, you go to a doctor, if you don't have anything to brief the doctor also don't know. But they are trained. They put stethoscope, they know. Maybe you got heart attack or your BP very high. Then they take blood test. Then they know what is the problem. But meditation, no stethoscope to go there or no. And no blood test to take or no. Take your blood test, cannot know about spiritual thing. No? You understand? No? Take blood test for the physical. Understand? No? So don't be gullible. At least when you want to solve your problem or when you want to learn something, you must know what that thing is. Understand? No? Now you understand? Okay? Yeah, Chui has a question.
Not really a question. Sister Chui said, thank you, Brother Teo. After so many years, I still remember what you said. And yes, you are right. Your teaching on awareness was so very clear and pure. And luckily, I understood. It has helped people like me see clearly and mindfully.
Sadhu.
We never forget that. This could have taken years to understand had we all not benefited from your teaching and guidance.
Let us rejoice. Sadhu. That's why actually not easy to teach Chui or no. You know or not? Chui got a very special character or no. Last time he very involved in politics, all those things or no. And the views, opinion, very different from people or no. You cannot say wrong thing. You know. You comment on something that, like step on her tail, you know what he do? He just taruh you. You know. And initially, when he come to my class, wow, he really speak his mind, her mind. Understand? You know? And I like it. Yeah? He really sincere. Then later on, he toned down. You know. Then she starts to understand and see the beauty of my sharing and teaching. He volunteered to be my chief editor, you know, for my book, my new book. Sadhu. That's why the last book, Ultimate Enlightenment, it was she, the chief editor, helping me. You know, but she don't want to put her name big there. You know. He said, put everybody who contribute on there. That's why you see the preface, everybody's name is there. And never even mention her as chief editor. I say, you reserve that title. He said, never mind, but Teo. Then she editor, she edit for him the whole thing. No, he edit away the thing. That's why, very good. For her, when she understands, she appreciate. And she told me one, oh, Brother Teo, your teaching is so beautiful. What a waste, because my transcript, the English is horrible. But good enough for serious people. Because serious people, they don't care about your grammar and all those things. I speak colloquial language, understand? And those who attend my talk, you know my colloquial style. So he got to help me polish up the words, so that those English-speaking people, they can give it a chance to read, no? Then they benefit. No? Otherwise, say, Brother Teo, you know these people who are good in English, the moment they open up your book, see the colloquial language and that type of English, he said, no need to read. The author, language also tak boleh. Read for what? She has a point. And when she told me that, I said, yes, I agree. Thank you. I said, come and help me. She come. That's how it happened. That's why we all should thank Chui. Chui did. That last book, very easy to understand. She modified the words until it become very easy to understand. That's why I read to you the awareness-based meditation. That one, actually edited by her. And it come out very clear. Initially, before we print, I used the draft and discussed with Kanimita. Wow, they're all full of joy. You know. After when we go through, then you will know. Okay. Sadhu again to Chui. Sadhu. Thank you, Chui. Okay, at least now we finished Appendix 3, yeah? Appendix 4, I think, 31 plane of existence, done before already, yeah? You want to know more detail, maybe you read through yourself. Okay, Appendix 5. This one, Manyan, read. Oh, this one she read before already, I think. 10 Dhamma rhyme. The first rhyme is the rhyme of the Buddha. Zhu force, fa jie, isn't it? Yeah, correct or not? My Mandarin not up to the standard one. Zhu fo fa jie. Then, pu sa fa jie, rhyme of the Bodhisattva. Then, yuan jie fa jie, the rhyme of the conditioned enlightened one. Then, rhyme of the sound hearer. Sen wen fa jie. Then, heavenly rhyme, Deva and Brahma, Tian Fa Jie, Tian Ren Fa Jie. Then, rhyme of the human being, Ren Dao Fa Jie. Then, rhyme of the Asura, Asuro Fa Jie. Then, rhyme of the animal, Chu Sen. Correct pronunciation. I scared I pronounce wrong. Chu Sen Fa Jie. Well, my wife always caution me, hey, Mandarin word, same pronunciation, different meaning. Sometimes I make the wrong one. Wow, very dangerous. Then, 二鬼法界, is it 二鬼? So all these are there. Okay? Number 10, hell, 地狱法界, 地狱, okay, good. Then we go to appendix. This one is very important. Manyuan, you want to read?
Appendix 6, Training the Mind. Training the mind while understanding the essential dharmas and meditation as taught by the Buddha. 6.1, Train Mind. A trained mind is always silent, heedful, peaceful, relaxed, and naturally aware within. He has the clarity born of inner peace and inner awareness to see things as they are.
So this one can agree or not? Yeah? What is a trained mind? Always silent, heedful, peaceful, relaxed, and naturally aware within. You can add in tranquil and still. Understand? Huh? So that is a trained mind. When you train it, it develops into the heedful state, which is the true mind. Then after that, the next one, it has clarity born of inner peace and inner awareness to see things as they are. True or not? True or not? Without the true mind, how can you see things as they are? And this true mind has clarity, we are not clouded by thought. Understand or not? Born of inner peace and inner awareness to see things as they are. Leading to wisdom needed to arise the yoniso manasikara or wise attention at every moment of sense experience, so that one is always at peace with the moment to live life. Means that awareness develops the direct seeing, the wisdom to accept things as they are. Understand not? To accept what is. Because they understand. Condition like that, things will be like that. The world is the world. People are just the way they are. Cannot be otherwise, understand? Causes and conditions set, whatever unfold will be like that. If you want things your way, you suffer. That is attachment, that is craving, that is sakayaditi. We are wanting things your way is your thought, the egoic mind, understand? That is selfish, want things to go your way. Otherwise, busong, understand? Then you react. Then the third one is what? It will listen to you. True or not? After you train it, like I tell you, if I want to know, I can know. Understand or not? If I don't want to know, I just stay pure awareness without a center, spacious awareness. Then my nature is aware. That's why all your movement activity, my nature can detect it. But I can only do one thing at a time. Understand or not? Yes? When I detect there, I cannot detect others. But when I completely silent without a center, then I am not at the specific phenomenon awareness. Then I see the whole movement. And if I want to know, I can know. Understand? Huh? So this is how you train your mind. A trained mind listen to you, like playing badminton. You want to return the shuttlecock, net, you go net. You want to go baseline, you go baseline. You want to smash, you smash. You want to retrieve, spontaneous one. No need to think on understand? Huh? No need to check your memory. Hey, how to return this shot? By the time you say that, the shot already dropped in. Understand? Cannot. That's why the reflex very fast, spontaneous. Yoniso Manasika also same. Upon moment of consciousness, at the moment of sense experience, straight away, it will manifest spontaneously. That's why all of the wisdom is spontaneous, not from memory. You don't think, understand? Okay? Then you can, it will listen to you. If you want it to be silent, it will be silent, peaceful and aware. It will just do that. You want to know, that one can add in. You can also know. Then the next one, you can use it and direct it appropriately to cultivate Noble Eightfold Path, leading to heedfulness. It will become like a servant to you. It will serve you well. A trained mind is ever mindful and constantly meditative. This is Appamada. Hence, it is the base from which wisdom will keep on arising. That's why when you are heedful, you will never die. So that is the meaning. Okay, next page. Now, what is an untrained mind? The untrained mind is heedless. It thinks a lot and react easily to sense experience, and is constantly lost in thought most of the time. And as per Dhammapada verse 21, the heedless are as if dead. So now you understand. Then the untrained mind is like a devil's workshop. You know what is a devil or not? Huh? It will make you evil, yes? The devil is an evil being, isn't it? If he enter your mind and play havoc, that's why it's like a devil's workshop. The devil take over your mind. Understand? You want that to happen? Continue not to train. Be heedless. Understand? Then you have no control over it. You think your mind, you can control. He told you bo song, you every time also bo song. Understand? You think you got a choice. The thinking mind, the mundane mind, I missed one. You have no control over it. It actually controls you. True or not? And take over your life, causing you suffering. Understand? You're so gullible. Understand? The tool, your thought, is for you to use. You use it to harm yourself, hurt yourself, and make yourself miserable over nothing. Understand? Then hit out at others some more. Is that the right way to use that thought? That's why you don't train this mind. This mind, Bo Chap One, understand? He got chance to deceive you, whack you, he sure whack you. You think devil very kind to you? He's an evil being, understand? He will create havoc and suffering for you. Then next one, the thinking mind, the mundane mind, which is heedless, need to be trained, understand? You don't want to train the pure mind, understand? The true mind. True mind no need to train, it's really like that. But you cannot come to develop the understanding that you have one initially. And you don't know that, then how can you train your mind to have that awareness? Understand? Huh? That's why thought-based cannot find. So what you should do is, after my sharing, you know, don't try to be aware. The moment you are without thought, you're already aware. So just relax and maintain awareness and don't think, understand? My spirit method also say, now Wai Fang can teach you already. Feel, relax, no need to think. True or not? Then you feel so good, isn't it? So different. The heedless thinking like overnight disappear. You, know? You want or not? That's why I try. Then the next one. Deluded with wrong view, it easily become angry, true or not? Selfish, emotional, and fearful. Hence, suffering, understand or not? It has no understanding of what is going on in life. It lacks wisdom because it is deluded. You know what is that bomb, bomb, bomb thing? Firework, understand or not? Don't think that the temple get the contractor to disturb you. No, it's firework, understand or not? Very loud. From my room, I can hear very clearly. And just behind my room there, the window at the back toilet there, and you can see the firework, pew, pew, pew. But the sound very loud, understand? Louder than the chanting. But don't worry. Thing is just the way it is, understand? Accept the reality, then be at peace, understand? You have to be at peace. Then there is harmony, understand? You bosong, how to have harmony, understand? So harmony means accord and flow. Develop the wisdom to accept the reality of the moment. Then only act. And that is wisdom, living life, to resolve things amicably. Okay? Then later on, Man Yuan can read the training the mind. One more thing. So, you like a trained mind or an untrained mind? Definitely lah. Then why wait? Train. Understand not? Already make it so clear. Then how to train? Now, Man Yuan teach you.
6.3, training the mind. Without wisdom, living beings are heedless. Hence, they suffer because they don't understand life. To understand life, one must understand the secret of life, which is the Four Noble Truths as taught by the Buddha. To understand the Four Noble Truths, one must train one's mind to be heedful, to understand what is going on in life, so as to understand who we are, what we are, and how our mind functions, so that we understand what causes us suffering and how our deluded mundane mind gets muddled up in life. The untrained mind is heedless and not peaceful because of the five mental hindrances of sensual desire, ill will, sloth and torpor, restlessness and doubt. These mental hindrances will hinder one from entering the meditative state of inner peace with inner awareness. And to overcome the five mental hindrances, one only need to cultivate the opposite five spiritual faculties of Sada, Virya, Sati, Samadhi and Panya as taught by the Buddha. When the five spiritual faculties are there, the mental hindrances will be gone and the mind will be trained automatically. That is why you should work on the cultivation of the five spiritual faculties via your puja or devotional practices and daily religious routine. The three phases of Dhamma are Pariyati, Patipati, and Pativeda. First phase, Pariyati is the learning of the teaching or Dhamma as taught by the Buddha. Second phase, Patipati is the cultivation while putting the Dhamma learned into practice in daily life so that it can become a living reality. Third phase, Pativeda is reaping the fruits of one's cultivation or hard work. Number one,
sada. Now, I explain better. So this table is specially prepared for you all to understand more easily. Then what happened is, this is not the one with the two page on. Okay, at the back, appendix 9. Appendix 9 is the two page one. So the appendix 9 is very detailed. First noble truth, second noble truth, third noble truth, fourth noble truth. And all the three turning together with the explanation, the Dhamma understanding, they are all there. So this one, you want to understand the four noble truth and its three turning, you read. Then at the end, the three phases of Dhamma, they are there. So Pariyati involves the learning of the doctrine or the teaching. We are first and second turning wisdom. That's why I say listen attentively, first turning. Then reflect, contemplate, inquire, second turning. So when you have developed the understanding, stabilized already, then this first turning wisdom called Sutamaya Panya can be developed. We are hearing the Dhamma as shared by someone who understands the teaching. We are listening to appropriate Dhamma recording or MP3, CD and video, etc. of people who have the Dhamma. Then after that is reading Dhamma book, notes and online material as shared by someone who understands the teaching. Then second turning is you contemplate, reflect and inquire into the Dhamma as taught by the Buddha to develop further understanding. We are stabilizing what one has heard and read, then assimilating them into one's heart to set the base for developing further understanding later on via either first, second or third turning. So this one is very important understanding. Initially, pariyati, spend time on it, understand or not? Develop the understanding of the Dhamma first. Just the understanding. Then the understanding born of constant listening, then reflection, contemplation, and inquiry is the first, second turning wisdom. Means the first two, Sutamaya Panya wisdom and Chintamaya Panya wisdom. And these are what I call the initial wisdom. Where the sainthood way, first stage of sainthood, second stage of sainthood, enough. You don't really need Bhavana Maya Panya. Yeah. So, based on that, you stabilize the understanding, then have the initial wisdom. Once Yoniso Manasikara arise, you live life differently. At the moment of sense experience, this understanding, although initial, it will prompt you. Then your mind less already. The bosong and the stirring and the reaction less already. Like the Buddha, five daily contemplation. Counter most of the what they call first noble truth reality and asana. And the last one, the fifth contemplation, is to tell you the law of karma is like that. So wake up and take care of karma. So the first four, like he say, this body of ours is of the nature to grow old, get sick and die, for it has not gone beyond old age, sickness and death. That is to tell you, don't cling to this physical body. Because this one is a phenomenon, not a permanent unchanging entity. Doesn't belong to you. It goes the way of nature. You go through life, you will understand that element only, how can it be you? Then it never listen to you or no. Want to get sick, you think he tell you, hey master, I'm going to get sick already, you better prepare. Or he prompt you and say, hey, call ambulance. You think he do that? He create heart attack first. Then only you go and call. And I got this teacher, Ajahn Yantra, he very good. You know, he always advises us, if your body can talk, you know what he will talk to you. It make you shy and paisei, I tell you. That's why, this one I remember, because he very good. He said, your body will talk to you. Oh master, harm me not. True or not? True or not? Harm me not, for I am only tissue and cell. Understand or not? This is your vehicle, no? You also want to harm. And people abuse themselves, harm themselves, hurt themselves, sometimes commit suicide. Some understand or not? Then the following sentence is best. Have me work for you before I am too old, too fragile, and cannot help you. You shy or not? You not only love yourself, you must pity that body. If he can talk to you, he talk to you like that, you will pay say. Somehow every day, go and drink until drunk, accident, simply eat, didn't control your diet, not at all love yourself. And you abuse yourself, you go and take drugs, you mix with the heedless, heedless and what? Foolish, ah? Huh? Foolish, isn't it? The foolish and heedless, isn't it? Correct or not? You make aspiration or no? To avoid the foolish and the heedless. So, meet up with the wise and the enlightened one. This is all you make. But you yourself abuse all this body. Means you are the foolish. Understand? And you are really heedless. So please, wake up. Repeat. Come. Oh Master, harm me not. I'm only tissue and cell. Have me work for you before I'm too old, too weak, and too fragile to serve you. You paisei or not? Aiyo. Now we hope Chan can remember. Chan have to write somewhere. Oh, Pamasuri already write down. Oh, very good. The top I say means she aware inside. But when you do that, your body no need to talk to you, understand? You know how to take care of the body, understand? But when he talk to you, means kau lalai, understand? So all these are very useful understanding. Okay. We almost finished. Left with Avijja Sutta. Can write or not? I think never mind. Later I send it to you. Then you help me write based on the phone. Remind me to write down. Because tomorrow we got a lot of things. I want to take you up there. You want to go or not? Up there, very nice. So morning chanting, we do simplified one. Then I minister the precept. Off we go. 6:15 until 6:40 latest we go. 6:40 daylight out already. This morning we went up, very good. Okay. Exactly 9:15. I think alarm going to ring already. Okay, so we finish. Manyuan, you read page 246 onward. One more page. 6.4. Yeah.
6.4, importance of sati to walk the path of Dharma. Sati is extremely important because without sati, one will become heedless. Two, one will not be able to follow the Buddha's advice to strive on with heedfulness, apamadena sampadeda. Three, one will not be able to follow the advice of the Buddha to avoid all evil, do good and purify the mind, following his Dhammapada, verse 183. Number 4, one will not be able to keep one's precepts. Number 5, there will be no 5 spiritual faculties. Number 6, there will be no 4 foundation of mindfulness practices. Number 7, one will not be able to investigate the Dhamma, Dhamma Vichaya. Number 8, there will be no 7 factors of enlightenment. Number 9, there will be no Noble Eightfold Path cultivation.
See, that's why sati is extremely important. Because without sati, all this become impossible. That's why sati is life. Without sati, you are as if dead. You don't stand a chance. That's why strive on with heedfulness. No? The Buddha never says strive on with your mundane mind or thought. No? Understand not? Then, important advice to meditator. This one I like. The first one is what? Manyuan, read.
Number 1, don't try to know anything during meditation.
Can or not? Everything also so curious, want to know. And want to meditate. Who meditate? The thought meditate. When you are silent, the nature meditate. Understand or not? The nature develops the direct seeing, the awakening, the insight. That is how you do, without the ego, understand? Every time want to be the meditator, understand? And want to know, want to do. Well, who is the doer? The thought is the doer. So every time you kena tricked until kau kau and you don't know. That's why all this is delusion, sakyadity. Next one.
Just silence the mind and let things be.
Can or not? Now you understand already. Like our friend, Brother Wong, silent everything. Understand? We are confident already. Or that a lot of things happen already. If you are not silent, noisy, the mundane mind, heedlessly thinking. Man can only do one thing at a time. Either you are aware within the moment to understand what is going on, or you are heedlessly lost in thought, preoccupied with all your thinking, emotion and reaction to sense experience. Is that what you want to do? You want to end up like that, heedless living? Up to you. Understand? If you don't want, better train your mind. And to train your mind is very easy. Follow simple, important advice to cultivate. Third one.
The moment you are truly silent and relaxed, sati is already there. This is the silent mind that can investigate into all phenomena. Then let the phenomenon tell you the story. Don't go and look for the story with your thoughts or Dharma knowledge.
See? This is very useful. These three instructions you can understand and adopt it. I tell you, all of you will progress and become very different within short period of time. Can or not? Ayo. So soft. Some dare not say. Ayo. Means you have doubt, you don't have faith, understand or not? Confidently can, understand? Ayo. Teach until like that, still more confident. Ayo. Okay, last one. Use the silent mind.
6.4. Using the silent mind, samasati. When your mind is silent without any thought, you will understand everything that is going on within your five mental aggregates of form and mind. And you will awaken to the three characteristics of anicca, dukkha, and anatta. You will understand how, upon contact, consciousness comes to be. And then, how within the content of consciousness, you will see how your mind stirs after you input your mental condition,
intention.
Born of your wrong view. Then how, upon contact, the seven universals which are common to all consciousness arise simultaneously. The feeling part, you will find it, you will feel it clearly. And you will understand how upon contact feeling arises. But because you don't have wisdom or you lack uniso manasikara, wise attention at the moment of sense experience, feeling will be immediately conditioned into craving. Hence, without wisdom or uniso manasikara, you cannot cut at feeling. You will see all this within your meditation, and that is the real direct seeing. That is how you will come to understand clearly that this condition arising mind, the stirring of the mind, and the reactive mind are not your true mind. They arise because of your wrong views. Then, the Four Noble Truths, one by one, you will come to understand them. You will come to understand the realities of life and existence. What is suffering and the cause behind is suffering, arising.
Okay, finish. So those who want to know, maybe for knowledge, those Abhidhamma we talk about is seven universal mental factor. Or Chetasika, you can also read it up. They are Pasat, contact, Vedana, feeling, Sanya, perception, Chetasika, or volition. Oh, sorry, Chetasa. Chetena, volition is Chetena. Mental intention, typo error. Chetena, very dangerous. Become chitasa. Okay. Then ekagata, one-pointedness. Jivi, indriya, life faculty. Then manasikara is attention. There's a uniso manasikara. Uniso is wisdom. Manasikara means wisdom at the moment of attention. Okay, so we finish. The five way, you go and read. Yeah? We go through many times already. Okay, we stop here. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Okay. Then tomorrow we cover a bit more. Then we can go into the other books. Oh, sorry. Just how to train the mind. There is a Trinity Triangle. Remind me to teach that one. This one, the Trinity Triangle, is very important. Luckily, I got bring the big piece of paper. Got magnet or not here? No magnet? Oh, a duster maybe got strength to put it up. Okay. Anything you all want to request? Chanting of what? Just now we chant the Heart Sutta already. So maybe today, one Pali chanting. What other Pali chanting maybe you want to chant? Up to you. Dharani, yes, can.
Mahakaruna Dharani, page 24 of the normal chanting book.
60. Mahakaruna Dharani Sutta. Page 60,
Sister Lei Hong and Sister Cindy want to come.
Join in. Join in, use my mic, come.
Mahakaruna Dharani Sutta. Namo Ratanatraya, Namo Ayajana, Sakara Virojana, Vyuharachaya, Tathagataya, Arahate Samyasambuddhaya. Namo sarvatathagatebe arahatebe samyasambuddhebe namo arya avalokite swaraya bodhisattvaya mahasattvaya mahakaruni Taya ta om dara dara diri diri duru duru iti ve iti chale chale pra chale pra chale kusume kusuma wa Apanaya swaha Namo Ratanatraya Namo Aryanyana Sakara Virojana Vyuharachaya Tathagataya Arahate Samyasambuddhaya Namo Sarvatathagatebe Arahatebe Samyasambuddhebe Namo Arya Avalokite Swaraya Bodhisattvaya Mahasattvaya Mahakarunikaya Tayata Om Dara Dara Diri Diri Duru Duru Iti Ve Iti Chale Chale Pra Chale Prachale Kusume Kusuma Vare Ilimili
Sadhu,
sadhu. We can now share merit, transfer merit. Let us rejoice with all the good sharing and the wholesomeness that we have accumulated today. Then we dedicate these merits to all beings, starting with the devas. Akasata cha bhumata deva naga mahindika punyang tang anumoditwa cirang rakkantu loka sasana itawata chammehi sampadan punya sampadan sabbe deva anumodantu sabba sampati siriya idang menyatina hotu sukita hontu nyatayo idang menyatina hotu sukita hontu nyatayo idang menyatina hotu sukita hontu nyatayo devo vasatu kalena sasa sampati hetu ca vito bhavatu loko ca raja bhavatu dhammiko imina punyang kamena mame bala samagamo sattang samagamo hotu yava nivana patiya sadhu sadhu sadhu. Maybe we also chant the auspicious blessing, page 14, our usual chanting book, okay? Then Engbi will help us lead. That one, sabeti yo viva jantu, saparo govina satu. Page 14, the normal chanting book.
Sabbidiyo viva jantu sabarogo vinasatu mate bhavantvantarayo sukidigayuko bhava bhavatu sabba mangalam rakkhantu sabba devata sabba buddhanubhavena sada sotti bhavantu te bhavatu sabba mangalam rakkhantu sabba devata sabba dhammanubhavena sada sotti bhavantu te bhavatu sabba mangalam rakkhantu sabba devata sabba sanghanubhavena sada sotti bhavantu te nakatayaka bhutanam papangah nivarana paritasanubhavena hantu desang upadave sabbe buddha balapatta pacekananjayang balang arahantananjadejena rakhang bandami sabbaso sadhu sadhu sadhu.
Okay, so we are in. You can now pay respect mindfully to Lord Buddha, Kuan Yin Bodhisattva, and the worthy ones. Let me end.
Dear all, before we call it a day, shall we pay our respect to the Triple Gem and Brother Teo? Bow. Bow. Bow.